Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
All right, good evening and good morning. Why did we say both? Well, good evening across the country, and then good morning around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Marty Terrell here on Sports Byline, along with our producer, Dominic Jimenez. We'll talk the world of sports and a whole lot more right up until the top of the next hour as we come to you again on a Midwestern road show with a big late winter blizzard going to descend on the Midwest, and then it's going to move on to the Northeast. So we'll save that stuff for the Weather Channel. Lots to get to today. Tiger Woods will tee it up. You know, listen, it was 3 years ago at this very tournament, Genesis in L.A., where, you know, after the, you know, the tournament, Tiger, of course, I don't know, people thought he played poorly, road rage, got into the accident that nearly claimed his life. I mean, there's no question about it. He's still very much afflicted and affected with the leg and all the surgery, hospitalized. I think it was the better part of 2 weeks, wasn't it? So he's back at the scene of Genesis, and that kind of is, you know, as we move away from the Super Bowl and, you know, the NFL, it's a calendar now. It's a full calendar sport. Combine coming up in Indianapolis a couple of weeks. I'd rather watch grass grow indoors than on AstroTurf. I'm not into it. You know, will I pay attention to it because some of you out there are into it? Sure. We'll give you the skinny on the combine at Lucas Oil. Other than that, to me, and they wanted there's a big move. You saw that DeMora Smith made a move at the Super Bowl. He wants this thing done and over with. He doesn't want the combine anymore. So we'll dip into that a couple of weeks from now. But my point that I'm making is the NFL is, you know, 24/7, 365. Make no mistake about it. That's the NFL, and that's the way it goes. But we're going to lead off. You know, what's a little bit of Tiger stuff, but boy, college basketball, you know, last night I was under the weather a little bit. So, you know, I shut it down early, and I'll tell you what, the Big East gave us two double overtime games. And then there's a mid-major out there in the Midwest, part of our Midwest roadshow, which we're going to identify. Drake, some know it as a cupcake or a famous hotel in Chicago. No, this is a mid-major in the Missouri Valley that can make a lot of noise and can be a very pesky team. And it's a father-son family affair. We'll get into that and a whole lot more. And I got a good sports recommendation in terms of a book that I found. I'll share that with you late in the show. I'm coming back with Dominic Jimenez. He'll sweep the bottom of the hour with Dom's Download here on Sports Byline. Keep it right here.
Searching for fun ways to spend your tax return? Boats for cats. Oh, flotation devices for cats. Don't waste it all on something silly. Spend smarter with Straight Talk. Get our Silver Unlimited plan for $45 a month with unlimited high-speed data and with nationwide 5G. Plus, get a Samsung A13 5G for only $99.99, down from $149. If you're looking to get the most out of your refund, your search ends here. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See latest terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
All right, talking to the world of sports and a lot more. I tease it on Facebook and social media. Raquel Welch died today. A lot of people, younger guys, are like, Raquel Welch. She was Marilyn Monroe-esque. I won't divulge my age, but in my era, this was her and Farrah Fawcett and Bo Derek. There was your big three, in my opinion. So anyways, I digress. But it's getting a lot of play on social media. But Raquel Welch, I'll do a little something on it later on. She was Bolivian born, I believe, or born in Chicago, but I think her parents and grandparents were from Bolivia. A fascinating woman and career, and married and divorced four times. The big thing that she got criticized for was they said, you know, she was in some movies and she wasn't a great actress. She just wasn't. I don't even know that she sang. So obviously, you know, she took a lot of heat. I shouldn't say take a lot of heat. Listen, there was no social media back then, but there was a lot of, you know, whispers. Hey, her biggest talent is she can stand still to pose for a picture. I mean, it's just rude, and it's degrading to women. So I apologize, but I mentioned that because that was the knock against her, that she didn't have any talent other than her sheer God-given beauty. I don't know about that. I don't think I've ever really taken the time to go back and watch any of her movies. In fact, I know I haven't, so I'm not going to go there. But I mention it because it's topical. What else is topical is Tiger Woods is going to tee it up with Rory McIlroy and Justin Thomas at Genesis in L.A. We're going to relive ad nauseum the accident from 3 years ago. You know, was he on Ambien? Was there drugs? Was there a cover-up? You know, listen, we moved on. He's put his life back together for the most part. The thing that we have to come to grips with is he's a show dog now. And I'm not saying Tiger's a dog, but this is golf's version of Westminster Kennel Club. You know, Tiger's going to be leashed out there a few times, four, five, six times a year, and, you know, they're going to waddle him out there. I used the word waddle. Look at that. I've been watching Bradshaw too much. But anyways, they're going to bring him out, and he's going to play. But, I mean, the chances of Tiger even sniffing his ability when he won the Masters in 2019 is forget it, okay? Forget it. He's a showpiece now, okay? They're going to primp them up. They're going to prop them up. He'll play probably a tournament or two overseas where he gets guaranteed money. It's not like he needs it. He got – what did he win last year? Some godforsaken $10 million for being the tour guy of the year, whatever. I mean, look it. He's now – he's going to design golf courses, and Tiger is going to enjoy what Arnie did in retirement, what Jack Nicklaus enjoyed in retirement, all the greats of the game, all of them. That's what he is. Johnny Miller, to an extent, went to TV. I don't see Tiger putting on a headset, you know, for 40 tournaments a year on CBS. They've got Trevor Immelman, who succeeded Nick Faldo. You know, so Tiger, look, at he like Jordan. I mean, Michael Jordan made a, and this is worth mentioning, he made a $10 million donation on his 60th birthday to Make-A-Wish. You know, Michael Jordan's taken a lot of heat over the years. Gambling led to his father's murder. There was no surprise that his father was murdered in that rest stop in North Carolina, that, you know, Jordan owed, you know, the wise guys a lot of money. He was known for not paying his gambling debts, blah, blah, blah. But the fact of the matter is Jordan has moved into what? I mean, he's got Nike royalties for life. He's got a name brand. He owns a basketball team, and he did something which was really admirable. So you know what? I'd rather focus on that. He wrote a $10 million check, the largest donation to Make-A-Wish. And you know, I say this because this is gonna rival Tiger Woods what he's gonna do. He's absolutely gonna go down that road. He's gonna do a lot of charitable work. You know, he has his foundation. So the idea that when we get these moments with Tiger, he's going to play father-son events with his son, Charlie. This is, you know, this idea, I hear guys today breaking down Tiger, his chances to win. If it's not going to win. If he makes the cut now, it's a victory. If you get to see him for four rounds, he played in the Pro-Am today, and he called it a day at 16. The likelihood of him making the cut in L.A. this weekend is, you know, very small. You know, maybe 30% chance, 25%. You want to go 40%, I'll let you. But, you know, that's what we've got. So that's where we're going to turn the page and kind of look at Tiger as what he is. He has been the greatest player the game has ever known. And the fact is, I say this, and he's the one that put himself in this position saying he would only want to be judged by majors, and he's going to fall short of the Golden Bear Jack Nicklaus. I get that. And Tiger gets that at this point. And he probably regrets doing that. But when you take the totality of, and you can't go with earnings because Nicklaus played back when, you know, if a guy made probably $250,000 a year for the whole season back in the 60s and 70s, it was huge money. So you got to prorate that, those earnings and those wins, and then take those wins and then stack them up against what those same wins would be commensurate in terms of purse money. There's no comparison money-wise. The victories, close. But I just think the overall package of Tiger is better than Nicklaus. So if we took Nicklaus in his prime and you put Tiger in his prime, you know, Tiger would beat Nicklaus 7 times out of 10 head-to-head matches. That's my opinion. Now, there's people say, well, you're underestimating Nicklaus. I remember Nicklaus as a kid. We remember 86 at Augusta, which was one of the greatest accomplishments the game has ever known. I mean, a major in 86 at age 46, tremendous. Until Mickelson did it when he was over 50. So, but it wasn't in Augusta. So, you know, there's so much debate, and that makes it, to me, a valid sport when you can really debate things, and golf is valid anyways. But as far as Tiger being competitive, and I hear guys breaking down his game, no, he is broken down. So the game has to simultaneously drift with him. He's physically unable to take the arduous task of going out there and walking what amounts to 30,000 yards if he makes all four rounds. You know, he doesn't have a cart. So he's walking 7,200 yards, 7,500 yards four times in 4 days. And that excludes the Pro-Am. So you're over 30,000 yards in terms of walking. And you say, well, what's the big deal? Well, it is a big deal when you're at 45, 46, 47, 50 years old in the case of Mickelson. Speaking of Mickelson, a quick note, live tour, of course, guaranteed money to $200 million, crazy, crazy money just to show up and play. Mickelson, from what we're seeing and hearing, big diet change over the winter months, a lot of working out. They say he looks like he has drink and has drunk from the fountain of youth. He looks great. We'll see if the game matches how he looks. So we look forward to that. So, and the Lift Tour, I'll just give you a quick note. Obviously, we're going to see Greenbrier. We're going to see Florida. Excuse me. Wow. I think we're going to see Chicago. We're going to see some great tournaments here. The lion's share of that tour is a handful of guys, and we know who they are. And Mickelson and Dustin Johnson are two of them. You know, Patrick Reed is a lightning rod. So as we get ready to, you know, descend on Los Angeles this weekend, and then you've got, you know, you've got a few of the LA events, and then you obviously we hit the Florida circuit, and when we emerge out of Florida, we hit one more prep, and then before you know it, it's the first weekend in April where we're getting ready, practice rounds, NCAA tournament, Final Four, and then that Monday of the national championship game is the first practice round of the 2023 Masters. It is right around the corner. So we look forward to that. Didn't mean to go too long on golf, but Tiger, this is, like I say, this is the sun is setting on an unbelievable career. Obviously a Hall of Fame career. He will bring eyeballs to TV this weekend. You've got Daytona. That's going to attract a lot of men. But golf is back in a big way. And Tiger is going to help kind of ease it into a transition, because it won't be long before he calls it a career, focuses on family, his daughter, and obviously his son Charlie, who's one heck of a talent. We come back on the other side. Dom's download later on. A mid-major, which could make some damage, do some damage in the NCAA tournament. Big East double dip, double overtimes last night. Outstanding. Big games tonight. What we're streaming about, what we're screaming about sports-wise, coming up before the top of the hour. And a great book that I found dusted off at a bookstore today. We'll talk about that before the top of the hour here on Sports Byline. Keep it right here.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Are you like me? You have health insurance, but you don't have dental insurance. Do you need to get to the dentist right away? Maybe you need an implant or some other major service. Well, I found a dental insurance plan that's just right for you. It's called Spirit Dental. Spirit Dental offers a $100 lifetime deductible, a huge network of dentists. And here's the best part. There's no waiting periods. Yeah, that means you can call right now and have real dental insurance for you and your family tomorrow and get that immediate coverage you want. Spirit Dental has plans for just a few dollars a day, up to $5,000 annual maximum, and coverage for implants. Whatever age you are, the dental insurance you need is a free phone call away. Now don't wait, and be sure to ask about Spirit's vision plan. Here's the number. 800-634-0482. 800-634-0482. That's 800-634-0482.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention, and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call 1-800-356-7308. That's 1-800-356-7308. Again, 1-800-356-7308.
All right, talking the world of sports here on a Wednesday into a Thursday here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Marty Terrell here, cross country and around the world, on the American Forces Radio Network as well. And it's time for Dominic Jimenez and Dom's Download here. We spend 12, 14 minutes going around the world of sports, presented by Vanguard Utility Partners and our good buddy Randy Byrne. Their seven-state footprint where they do infrastructure planning and mapping out, getting the coordinates before excavators do their thing. That's Vanguard Utility Partners, VanguardUP.com. All right, let's get them in here. Dom, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Marty. Thank you.
Yes. Okay, we're going to start front and center. I don't want to catch you off guard with Damar Hamilton in his jacket, so I'll make that item number two. But item number one, the parade in Kansas City today, their second one. Are we looking at the dreaded, and I mean dreaded, because anytime a team wins a second Super Bowl, the D word, dynasty, Kansas City. They are installed as the favorites to win the Super Bowl next year. Your thoughts?
They're not there yet. Two titles to me, not a dynasty. As a Giants fan, 3-5, I'll call that one a mini dynasty back in 2010 to 2014. They got to win a third one. It starts at three. The Warriors had a dynasty, and it starts at three. So until they win another one, no. But they have the makings of it for sure.
Gun to your head. Do you think they're gonna? Do you think Mahomes will get more than the two he's got already?
Yes, he'll win.
You think he'll win?
Yes, he'll win a third for sure.
A fourth?
Maybe. See, if Tom Brady didn't exist, it'd be like, no way. But, I mean, he was, for the most part, the team on a lot of those titles. So
that's
it
fair.
Wouldn't surprise me. So I think he gets three or four. Maybe we push it to five. We'll have to see.
All right. Damar Hamlin. Now, I don't know if you know what the controversy is. Yeah. We don't rehearse this, folks. I always like spontaneity. Dom, right? We never rehearse this.
Never.
I fire at you, and I feel that's good, but you know, I don't want to catch you off guard. But we do not pre-record. We don't rehearse this, and I feel like it's better radio when we can fire at will. So he wears a crazy jacket. When I saw the jacket and I saw him on TV, I thought he's wearing an ugly jacket. Little did I know that it has a negative depiction of Jesus Christ. So he's taken a lot of heat for this. You have any thoughts? And I know this can be a dicey topic, so we'll tread carefully, but any thoughts on this?
Not for me. I understand why people were upset. I'm not in tune with faith and religion as much as other people are. So it doesn't bother me. He can wear whatever he wants, but I understand why. I saw the jacket and I saw some of the outpouring of comments. Mm-hmm. I think of Adrian Peterson's comments specifically, and I get it. I understand why people were upset. Does it bother me? Not in the slightest, but I understand how it can and how it did upset people. So I respect people's opinion on why they were upset. Doesn't bug me, but I understand it.
Yeah, there was no gesture or anything. I mean, he says it's artwork. It's abstract artwork. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. The thing that immediately crossed my mind, Dom, was we build him up, even after something like a heart situation that nearly took his life, we build people up, and then we look for something to tear them down. Why is that? Do you understand where I'm going with this?
Totally.
We build them up, and then we find something, and it's just our culture. And this starts with social media. And you're a lot younger than me and much more tech savvy and much more probably social media active than me. But I understand it. But part of me, I don't. Because
no.
We do. We take something and we just put it up there and then we start shooting at it like a pinata. It's crazy. Have at it. Go ahead.
No, I completely get it. I can't tell you how many times I've seen on, you know, being on Twitter or whatever it might be saying,
nuts.
Damar Hamlin actually died. What we're seeing is a clone of Damar Hamlin perpetuated by the big government. It happens. There's always going to be people who like the conspiracy theories, and admittedly, sometimes they're right. This isn't one of those times, but sometimes they're right, which is fine. I don't know. I don't know if it's the people, they see something big happen and somebody be happy and they can't be okay with it, or they always just, I think it's just the way some people are wired. They're just immediately skeptical to believe what they see on the surface. And sometimes I understand that. That's a great way to critically think, but sometimes it gets completely out of hand. And I think everything that we've seen with Damar Hamlin has completely gotten out of hand in terms of just the way people are treating everything about it. Like, the guy wore an ugly jacket that offended you. That's fine, but you don't need to go crazy about it.
Yeah, you got to judge him. His intent was not to do that. And we should, I believe, always judge people. What were his true intentions? His true intentions were to wear an ugly jacket with abstract art on it. Mm-hmm. All right, in my lifetime, they're both in the news today. Tiger completed 16 holes today at the Genesis Pro-Am in L.A. Michael Jordan made a $10 million historic donation to Make-A-Wish. I love it. Those are the two greatest athletes. I'll put Brady in there as well. And if I have to, you know, take a hockey guy, then I'm going to put Gretzky in there. But in my, and then boxing would be Ali. But in your lifetime, because this is Dom's download, not Dummy Marty's download, in your lifetime, take it sport by sport. I'll throw out the sport. You tell me what player you think has not necessarily was the greatest, but impacted Dominic Jimenez the most. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. So impacted me. I'll start with baseball. Barry Bonds.
Yep.
That one's easy.
I knew you were going to say that. You were going to say Barry Bonds. Easy for you?
Easy for me. I don't need the steroid thing. I've written articles about it. Not just because I'm a fan of Bonds, but all the other guys. I don't care. It's fine. It you know what? You didn't cheat at the time, technically. Okay, I'm not going to get into that, though. But he was exciting. He was a reason to watch the team, even when they were bad. So for that, yep, give me Barry Bonds. And this is, I'm going to do, like, as I was developing. So these are the guys in the first, like, 12, 13 years of my life that were impactful. Football, Terrell Owens.
Yep.
Because the 49ers didn't have much of a good quarterback. I was a little too young for Steve Young, so I'll say Terrell Owens on my local teams at least. Boxing.
All right. Yeah.
Boxing. I guess Floyd Mayweather. I'm not much of a boxer, boxing
That's
fan,
fair.
So
That's
I'll
fair.
Go with that.
That's
just
fair.
His contributions to pop culture as a whole. And Mike Tyson also. A lot of people my generation, we know Mike Tyson for all the other stuff that he does as opposed to him actually being a boxer. basketball, Kobe and LeBron. LeBron came a little bit later, but definitely Kobe and LeBron, 1A and 1B for that. I feel like I'm missing a sport. But hockey,
yep.
I got to go with Patrick Marleau, Joe Thornton, and I used to like the Red Wings a little bit, so I'll go with Steve Yzerman also. Those were the kind of guys that were on top as I was growing up. I think I hit all the sports there, Marty. And of course, Tiger Woods. My dad was a golfer, so I was into golfing because it was a connection to him, something we could go do together.
Nice.
But Tiger Woods, and I will say why he's one of the most, if not the most impactful athlete on their respective sport of all time. Tiger Woods made golfing, and I'm going to use air quotes here, cool to an entire generation and beyond.
Look at, he's 46 and can barely walk, and he's going to draw buku television viewers this weekend in Los Angeles if he makes the cut. It's that simple. He's still that important. All right, I got one more bonus sport for you.
Okay.
Because I know it's near and dear to your heart. We're coming out of one, and we got another one in 2026, and it's going to be in Boston, and it's going to be in locations that I will go out of my way. If I'm still alive, I will be there, come hook or crook. You ready to go?
I'm ready, soccer.
World Cup soccer. World Cup soccer, not MLS.
Yeah,
Who
no.
has impacted you the most in World Cup soccer? And I'm going to tell you, you can't take Pelé. You can't take him.
Well, that's fine. I'm too young to have watched Pelé, too young for Maradona. So as an American, most impactful, Landon Donovan, hands down, greatest American player of all time. can't touch that. I've got somewhere in the back of my closet a really ugly old Landon Donovan Team USA jersey because, you know, fashion from the 90s with the soccer was not good. So I've got that somewhere. As a whole, though, globally, I'm going to go with Ronaldinho from Brazil. Ronaldinho, I think, is like Gaucho or something like that. So I just the style that he had. Now, he played club for Barcelona, and I'm a Real Madrid fan. That's Yankees-Red Sox-type rivalry. So I never rooted for him outside of international competition, but when I think back on some of the what I would consider greatest goals that I've seen of all time, there's a handful of them. But the first one that comes to mind was a specific goal he made for Barcelona where he basically, you know, bounced the ball off his chest, twisted, kicked it over his head from like 30 yards out. So Ronaldinho, his style, his ability, hands down the most impactful soccer player for me growing up.
You didn't touch Messi. You didn't even sniff Messi. You didn't even throw him in the conversation. That's fine.
No, I got again, Real Madrid, Barcelona. I got beef with Messi. Not a fan, but he I will admit, absolute dominant, top five player
tremendous
of all time.
Talent.
But in terms of impactful, growing up, Ronaldinho made me fall in love with the way that Brazilians played the game.
What's the most impactful collectible you own during your lifetime right now in your possession? And if it's too valuable and you don't want to get robbed, we won't tell people where you live.
No, it's fine.
What's your prized possession right now?
So not including value. This one has it's more sentimental value than actual monetary value. But I have a 49ers football helmet signed by Dwight Clark and Joe Montana. And Dwight Clark inscribed the diagram of the catch on it. So that's number one.
That's almost priceless. I mean, there can't be too many of those around.
There are. Dwight Clark, post-playing
really?
Career, spent a lot of time on the autograph circuit. So there's a lot of them out there, but the one I've got is really nice, and I'm very happy with it.
Yeah. I'll never forget the catch, and I don't love the fact, but he died of ALS, and as did my unbelievable sister, Maureen Joette Terrell Barakiewicz, back in May of 2015. So I remember when Dwight Clark passed of ALS, it was a bad remembrance. Coming back here on Sports Byline, lots to talk to. Drake Bulldogs, look out for Drake.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086.
That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Talking the world of sports here, part of Sports Overnight America. We'll have scores, interviews, and highlights throughout the night into the wee hours of the morning here. Marty Terrell along the way, along with the producer Dominic Jimenez. Listen, some NCAA basketball. Yeah, I'll spend a few minutes on this. It's the time of year. I know golf is rounding into form, and you know the NFL stuff is still topical, but college buckets, folks, here we go. We're less than a month away. Yesterday, we were a month out from the start of the NCAA tournament. It was weird because the Big East, look, at this is not the Big East we all remember. This isn't the Big East of Connecticut and Syracuse and all those great rivalries. You know, the heyday of St. John's basketball, the heyday of Providence and the Friars and Dave Gavitt. And, you know, we just, the Big East is watered down. You know, Boston College, not that they were great, but, you know, they had a big time say in the matter. Villanova, of course, with obviously a great run in the two national titles. But, you know, the Big East is, you know, it's still got its quality, but it's a bit watered down. But I'll tell you, last night on Fox Sports 1, I'm glad I watched Providence and Creighton. And I love Creighton. Look, they're in Omaha, Nebraska. They're not far from us in our Midwestern outpost. Omaha is a great city. It's a great university, great medical facility, great law program. Creighton University is a very fine academic institution. I mean, you come out of there with your sheepskin and you got your head screwed on straight, you can do well. And Creighton obviously has had great athletes over the years. I mean, they really have. I'll give you Bob Gibson for one. I date myself going back to the 60s, but Bob Gibson was great. And there's been others. Some really, really great talent has come out of Creighton University. So, you know, last night we get Providence and Creighton in Providence, and we get a double overtime game. There was, you know, like, I don't know, 15 or 20 lead changes up and down the court. And then Greg McDermott, the former Iowa State coach, and he was at Northern Iowa as well. And his kid, Doug McDermott, played at Creighton, two-time Larry Bird Award winner as the National Player of the Year. Dozen years ago, 10 years ago, now in the NBA, toiling with the San Antonio Spurs. He's been on 6-7 ball clubs, but a nice player, Doug McDermott, and his dad, Greg, still coaching at Creighton over in Omaha. So last night they're in Providence. You know, and he and the Providence coach, Ed Cooley, and I thought the announcing crew last night did a good job. They're very close friends, Cooley and McDermott. You know, they're just a good camaraderie. It's just a nice, a feel-good story. It really was. And these two teams went at it. And they're both going to be NCAA tournament bound. But it just, you know, on a night where you're celebrating, not even celebrating, you're marking the fact that you're a month out from the start of the tournament, you don't get one double overtime game, you get two. And St. John's and DePaul, I'm thinking, why is this game on TV? DePaul is down. Chicagoland, DePaul is, you know, you got Illinois. You've got Loyola Chicago, who went into Amherst Mass last night and beat UMass. That's not a big deal, but we've seen what Loyola did with Porter Mosier, who's now at Oklahoma. By the way, Oklahoma made a little statement last night, did they not? So we look at, St. John's as DePaul. I'm looking at that game last night thinking, okay, this is, this fills a TV slot on a slow Tuesday night in February. That's a heck of a basketball game. That was, I mean, again, a double overtime game. So I thought, you know, that's the way to serve up the start of the countdown towards the NCAA tournament. Now, I mentioned teams like Loyola Chicago, and in the past, as recently as last year, we had St. Peter's.
you know, crazy, crazy run with these little mid majors. And some of these are, I don't even call them mid majors. They're minors. I mean, they just, you know, St. Peter's barely a blip on the college basketball landscape. But over the years, we've seen Valparaiso. You go back to the mid 90s, the Crusaders, and I think their nickname has changed since, made a run. Over the years, one year, you know, we had, I think Rhode Island was in the Elite Eight. Every once in a while, and not, I mean, not every once in a while, most often, more often than not, we get the Cinderella team. And so it's easy to get excited when the tournament starts and they start to evolve naturally. Well, this year, I'm going to throw one at you right in my backyard, and that's the Drake University Bulldogs. They hired a longtime assistant to Coach McDermott, who's now at Creighton, and they were together. I believe Darian DeVries was a player at the University of Northern Iowa. I believe he was on McDermott's staff at Iowa State. I'd have to look it up, but clearly he was on his staff at Creighton. And then the Drake job opened up in the Missouri Valley Conference, where he has played. He was recruited to play there at UNI, and he's a great guy. Darian DeVries is a solid, solid human being. His coaching acumen notwithstanding, he's just a great person. Well, he has done a great job with this program. And I'm here to tell you right now, Drake and Bradley are in a dogfight, literally and figuratively, in the Missouri Valley Conference. Now, it'll be the regular season title. All you're getting is that one seed in St. Louis at Arch Madness, under the arch in St. Louis, here in just a few weeks. But if you look at this Drake team, he goes 9 deep, almost 10 deep. It's led by his son, Tucker DeVries, who's just a sophomore, a 6'7 guard who can play. This kid can flat out play. They got another kid, Roman Penn, out of Calumet City, Illinois, which is, I think, south of Chicago, a suburb of Chicago to the south, Calumet City, I would think. Garrett Sturtz, an Iowa kid who's a senior, DJ Wilkins, a Maryville, Indiana kid. But again, he keeps going deeper and deeper. Sadar Calhoun, another player that's made some contribution, Shanquan Hempel. And on we go with Darian DeVries and the Drake Bulldogs. They play tonight on the road in Cedar Falls, Iowa, against UNI, and UNI is down. They were a Cinderella team. It wasn't but 10 years ago they knocked off Kansas in Oklahoma City, a rollicking, and I believe that was a first round, might even been a second round game. I'd have to go back and look. We were there in Oklahoma City, but at the Ford Center at the time, home of the Oklahoma City Thunder. And then they blew a lead, 11 points in 1 minute, to Texas A&M. I believe it was the following year or maybe 2 years after that. But UNI has had a history of being a sleeping giant, one of these mid-majors that when they get in. And we said it a year ago when Iowa went up against Richmond. Richmond's another one of these teams. And the Atlantic 10's not even a mid-major conference, but Richmond kind of falls into that mid-major feel. You know, and you just knew it. They're coached by Chris Mooney. He came out of Princeton. Obviously Pete Carril influenced him, the backdoor cuts, the slow it down, work the shot clock, the back screens, they shoot threes, they penetrate, kick out beyond the perimeter. You go to the Ivy League, Yale, if you don't take them seriously, Harvard in previous years with Tommy Amaker, if you don't take those teams seriously, they're going to bite you. And I'm telling you right now, 29 days until the start of the tournament, unless Drake falls apart, they're going to get in, and they are dangerous. He's got 10 guys. He'll shorten – Coach DeVries is going to shorten that rotation. You have to in the NCAA tournament. He won't shorten it much. He'll probably still play 10, but he'll reduce some minutes unless there's foul trouble. But, see, that's the beauty. When you got a 10-man rotation, you don't want foul trouble, but your guys don't have to play very tepidly. They can go all out. And even if you got a guy with 3 fouls with, say, 12 or 14 minutes to go in the game, you might stay with him for a little bit longer, depending on context and where the ebb and flow of the game's at. But if you got a 10-man rotation, and even if you shorten it by two or one guy, you can still go to 10 if there's foul trouble. I'm telling you, folks, I'm telling you right now, watch this Drake Bulldog team. And this coach is he I hate saying this, and it gets people so upset when I say this, but he's not long for Drake. He is not long for University Avenue in Des Moines, Iowa. He just isn't. We saw it with Keno Davis, the same program back in 2008. That's right, the beloved son of Dr. Tom Davis, the former Hawkeye, Stanford, and Maryland coach. We know what happens. You put together a couple 20-win seasons, you know, maybe a third 20-win season. The difference is his son obviously is just a sophomore, but you're telling me right now, with some of these major conference coaches in trouble, that if Darian DeVries gets offered a Power 5 job, he's going to take it, and his kid's going into the transfer portal, and he's going to go right with him. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I know that upsets the Drake fans. It upsets fans across the country. But we told you about it ad nauseum yesterday. It's the new normal. So that's the silver lining. A dangerous team would not be surprised if Drake gets to the Sweet 16, even the Elite Eight. They're that good. They are that good and that dangerous. If they're hitting on all cylinders, look out. The dark cloud in the silver lining is DeVries. If you got him to the Elite Eight, he is a goner. And it probably, if he gets him to the 16, and it's going to be not only DeVries Sr. or Darian DeVries' dad, son Tucker, would be in the transfer portal and following dad. So that's a little insight and a little opinion and a thought. But I love this time of year. I do. I just love it because you just know what's going to happen. There's going to be the – I mean, when Loyola Chicago – and Sister Jean, I think her name is. I mean, you can't get enough of those stories. They're just great. I mean, these are the little engines that can. You know, to see St. Peter's last year, it was just stunning. And not only did they do it once, did it twice. And they took Carolina. They scared the hell out of Carolina. And you saw what happened. The whole team broke up. That's what happens when the little engines get chugging. They end up getting on a bigger platform and a bigger stage, and there's nothing wrong with that. If the father leaves, the son's going to be right behind him. It could change, but I don't think so. I don't think so. Now, let me give you this. So how about, you know, Drake gets knocked out in the first round? Okay, you know, he's still going to have a 23, 24, 25-win season. And he can recruit, and he can flat-out coach. He's just that good. All right, I promised you that I was out perusing today, and I remember one year we were at a major golf tournament, and there was an event the night before the Masters began this year in Augusta. They had Dr. Bob Rotella, America's premier sports psychologist, at a house. He was in the backyard. There was like a clam bake and a steak fry, and everybody was there after the, I think it was after the Wednesday practice round. And there was a friend of mine who worked for Pepsi in Iowa, and we bumped into him. And his first name was George. I won't tell you his last name. But anyways, he says, hey, you got to come to this event. Bob Rotella was there, and he's from Rutland, Vermont. Now he's at the University of Virginia. He's been there for 20 years, a sports psychologist. How champions think, not only for sports, for business and for life. Bob Rotella with Bob Cullen, How Champions Think in Sports and in Life. Check it out. It is a great read. All right, we're coming back. What's streaming? What we're screaming about in the world of sports, scores, interviews, and highlights throughout the night, through the nighttime, late hours that we're in, and the early morning right here on Sports Byline broadcast all around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. I'm Marty Terrell. Keep it right here. Coming back to wrap it up in just a moment.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
All right, talking the world of sports, we'll get into what we're streaming and what we're going to be looking at in the world of sports with scores, interviews, and highlights throughout the night into the early morning. We'll be talking about the Cavaliers and 76ers down in Philly and Mavs Nuggets out in Denver. Those are the two biggies. You got Pelicans, Lakers late. Maybe take a look at that, but can't get too pumped up about that. College buckets, we'll be wrapping up Alabama, Tennessee, into the late night, early morning hours. We will take a look at Xavier Marquette. We'll wrap that one up. Number 16, Xavier against 11, Marquette. We'll keep an eye on that one. Kentucky, Mississippi State, they're unranked. Got to keep an eye on that. Kentucky's just, Coach Cal has got that team going the wrong way. And then in the Big 12, TCU is on the road at number 19, Iowa State in Ames, Iowa, Horned Frogs, and the Cyclones tonight. Indiana Northwestern, sneaky good in Evanston, Illinois tonight. Northwestern fresh off their big upset of Purdue. We'll look to turn the trick against the Hoosiers. And on your cape, you take a look at San Diego State. They're ranked 21st in the country, so you can't ignore San Diego State. But that's where we are in terms of what is huge. And then the golf starts tomorrow. Again, Genesis in L.A. 3 years ago, scene of Tiger and the accident, which nearly claimed his life. Tiger, Rory, Justin Thomas. Not a bad troika for the ticket holders down in L.A. Did I mention Alabama, Tennessee tonight? If I didn't, my bad. They're going at it as well. Tomorrow, a Thursday into Friday, we'll have a lot to talk about. We'll look at the first round of Genesis. We'll look at some more Cinderellas. Try to do a couple Cinderellas each week as we count down 4 weeks out from Selection Sunday. It'll be actually, 3 weeks from this Sunday. Hard to believe it. Daytona 500, 2. Rick Carter. Might get Fred Smith in here too on the Daytona 500. For Dominic Jimenez and the whole crew, I'm Marty Terrell. Enjoy your Wednesday into a Thursday here on Sports Byline Broadcast, Sirius XM American Forces Radio Network. Adios.